Let's go to Canberra now to our correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Good morning, Kerri-Anne.
Morning, Corin.
Now, the tale of the Tamil or Sri Lankan family asylum case is still going. Mm. This sounds pretty rough.
Yeah. The Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, yesterday extended their bridging visa by a year. And conveniently, that gets them to the other side of the election. Of course, that's totally coincidental, that timing. This is a case, it's a family of two young girls, both of whom were born in Australia, and their parents who came here independently under their own steam as refugees or as would-be refugees some years ago now. The parents were apprehended, placed into detention. Before that, they had met, they had married. Their children were born in Australia, as I mentioned, but they have basically been locked up for years. They were allowed out on visas. They were living in the community first before they were apprehended, living in the community of Bulawila, a small town in Queensland, northern Queensland. And the town loves them. They're very solid citizens. They're participatory. They participate in community events, and they have skills to offer. So the town wants them back, but the government has locked them up basically in detention for 3 years and then released them after a huge outcry and one of the young girls getting very sick into community detention. And they just won't let them get on with their lives. They keep doing this in dribs and drabs. It's cruel by any other name.
Is this just a continuation of this absolute hardline policy by the Morrison government on immigration? And well, a lot of governments in Australia, frankly, over the last few years.
Absolutely, yes, it is. The twist in this, the extra cruel twist in this, is that the immigration minister has given three of the four breaching visas, but not the fourth, which means that they are still in community detention in Perth because they were locked up on Christmas Island, and then they were moved to community detention in Perth. One of the young girls got terribly ill from neglect on Christmas Island. And that means they can't go home to Bulawila. So the entire community of Bulawila wants them, but they are not allowed out of community detention because he's arbitrarily not given one of the young girls who was born here a bridging visa. I mean, there's no other reason. You cannot give any other explanation except for the fact that this is punitive punishment.
Now,
what?
Yeah, no, extraordinary. Now, ScoMo, can we call him that? Scott Morrison. Is that what you call him?
Yeah, if you wish. Yeah, we, you know, Scotty, whatever.
He, unbelievably, overseas and there's an earthquake. It seems to be, every time he's overseas, something seems to happen in Australia.
Oh, there's been a lot of social media commentary to that effect, that every time he takes off, there's a bushfire or a flood or something. This time it was an earthquake in Melbourne, which was, I didn't feel it here, but apparently some people claim they felt it here all the way from, you know, it happened in Melbourne and people are saying they felt it here. I think they're having a bit of a lend myself, but nevertheless, it was a very, very big earthquake and then there have been aftershocks since. So you guys are used to them over there with, you know, much more devastating and tragic consequences, but here we don't really get earthquakes that often, so it was quite a phenomenon. It was quite something else. I've been playing it over and over. Everybody's reactions throughout the media, because it is such a novelty, took our minds off the pandemic, I guess, and the riots in Melbourne, which have been pretty severe.
Yes, and we've got about 20 seconds left, but I mean, obviously, Scott Morrison in Washington, he's been dealing with his own earthquake on this AUKUS deal. Has he solved it? Has he smoothed things over?
No. The French president still refuses to take his phone calls. You know, he's pretending that all is as it is and it will smooth over, but the European Union's up in arms over the free trade deal that we are negotiating. So let's see.
Kerri-Anne Walsh, thank you very much.